keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Imogen with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the bodies of two missing people have been found by police in Queensland's Gulf Country near Croydon yesterday afternoon. These belong to 65-year-old Toowoomba man and 69-year-old New South Wales woman, who were travellers reported missing on Monday. Concerns were raised after the pair left a caravan park in Croydon on Sunday and did not return, which prompted a search party to be launched. The bodies were found just 2.5 kilometres from their parked vehicle. Police are investigating whether the pair perished due to the hot far north conditions.
Research led by Griffith University finds that recreational boats have been an overlooked risk for migrating humpback whales in Moreton Bay. This region is reported to be an area of concern for migrating whales and their calves, with the federal government reporting a high frequency of vessel strikes or collisions with marine animals. Between 2008 and 2018, there were 10 reported collisions with whales in Moreton Bay, with 67% of reported strikes coming from small vessels. The study from Griffith finds that 93% of recreational vessels in the area were not equipped with automatic identification systems, a communications device that aids in navigation and environmental protection. Professor Bankston Nash has stated that despite the devices not being mandatory in Queensland, it is an important safety measure for recreational boats to carry, not only for the protection of whales, but also the passengers on board.
In national news, workers at the largest early education provider in Australia, Good Start, will be the first organisation within this field to receive a pay rise prior to Christmas. Under the Albanese government's Wage Justice for Early Childhood Education and Care, over 16,000 Good Start workers will receive a 10% pay rise a week from December and a further 5% pay rise in December 2025. This will mean an extra $103 per week in 2024, followed by an extra $155 per week in 2025. ACTU Assistant Secretary Joseph Mitchell says, for a workforce that has been neglected and taken for granted, this pay boost is long overdue.
South Sudanese immigrants will likely see justice against detention under the ASRC's interventions in the High Court today. Under the ASRC's Human Rights Law Program, the constitutional validity of detaining refugees with no prospect of release will be questioned. If successful, this class action will lead to immediate release of detained immigrants and further compensation for the injustice, isolation, and medical neglect they endured during detention. ASRC's Deputy CEO Jane Favero says that, regardless of the outcome at this High Court hearing, the ASRC will continue to seek justice for people whose lives and freedom have been breached time and time again.
In international news, Germany are projected to hold a snap election after their three-party coalition collapsed last week. February 23rd will hold this election in a bid to form a stable government after the head of state urged mainstream parties to cooperate responsibly to ensure internal and external security of Germany. This government's collapse came about on the same day that Donald Trump was elected president in the US. The recent polls show centre-right party is projected to win this election.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.